Good morning. Today is August the 7th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will open your New Testament Bible with me, I'd like for you to share with me out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. I'd like to share a few verses with you, if I may, beginning in verse number 3. The scripture text says, "As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Then they will be delivered to you in tribulation, and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time many will fall away, and will betray one another, and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, each and every one of us this day and each day that we may meet others, we've all had the thought and we've all had the concern and the worry, if you will, about when will the Lord Jesus Christ return for us as His church, and how will we know when that day approaches? How can we and how should we be prepared? You know, the Word of God clearly tells us that no man knoweth the hour or the day, so we can have the assurance of knowing already from God's Word that no one will know that exact hour and that exact time when the Lord returns. The Word testifies that He will return and come back as a thief in the night. You know, as the disciples came privately, as this text says out of the Gospel of Matthew, to Jesus asking these questions about how will they know when this time comes, when will be the sign, the Word says, of your coming and of the end of the age. And Jesus shared with them this, "See to it that no one misleads you." A very important thing for us to understand, even this day, we must always protect and guard our thoughts and guard our theology and guard the Spirit of God that dwells today within us, beloved, to be sure that the doctrine and the truth that we read and we study and we seek after for our spiritual growth is truly that of a living and a righteous God that we love, that redeemed us. You know, the easiest way I feel and find in my own life and ministry to protect myself from that is always finding whether what I read or what I may even see on the internet sometimes, whether or not it's truth or factual, because it should always, if it is of God, it should always line up with the Word of God. And you know, I believe that Jesus was sharing this with His disciples. He was letting them know the details, as the text lets us know this day, about the things that we'll see, and yet the things that we see are not exactly a sign of the end. It's a sign that things are about to prepare for the end of the age. In understanding of that, Jesus tells them, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars," and it says, "See that you're not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end." You know, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom," verse 7 says, "be famines and earthquakes." You know, beloved, in our own area of the country, even this very day, last evening and over the last few weeks and months, we've had all types of catastrophic weather conditions. We've heard as well about in Japan how they've had terrific earthquakes and tsunamis that have hit them in the last few months, in the last several weeks. And all things are chaotic and all things are bizarre, if you will. And people asking people, you know, "I've never seen or heard such a time as this with all the calamity caused by natural disasters," as we read in the newspaper. You know, Jesus tells us very clearly in verse 8, "But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." Then, He says in verse 9, "They will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name." Probably the greatest concern, beloved, that you and I have today is truly not the weather conditions that go on around us, truly not the things that may cause calamity and catastrophe even in our own neighborhoods, and the destruction that the weather may cause in our personal property and all the things that we may own. But the most important part Jesus shares, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name, because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that today we love, the one that has redeemed us, and the one beloved today that we serve. We must keep a steadfast heart according to the Word of God every day and be sure in all things that we do that the Lord God is who we call upon. The Lord God is the one that we seek after, the one that we model our life and our witness before is truly that of Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, the Word tells us in verse 14, it says, "The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." You know, when the word is given, beloved, today through the internet and by radio and by television, many millions and millions and millions of people listen to the word of God preached and proclaimed. But you know, there's one thing that I notice these days. There is each one of us that maybe will turn on a television or a radio and may listen for a short while and we become disinterested in what we're hearing or what may be being preached. But you know, the most important, if you will, spiritual food, beloved, that we need to digest in our lives these days is just to simply pick up this blessed book, the Bible, and ask God to show us through the power of the Holy Spirit what He would have for us today, this very day on this Friday morning, and to show us that guidance and that leadership that we need so we can have our hearts, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits prepared for when that day does come and the Lord returns for us as His bride. Father, we're thankful and we're grateful, Father, this day for Your blessings, Your truth, and Your grace that You bestow on each and every one of us every day. We're so thankful, Father, for the privilege You give us to just hold Your precious word, God, in our hand. We're thankful, Father, just as the disciples sat privately around You, how we today, Father, can sit humbly and privately in Your presence of the Holy Spirit that today dwells within each of us as believers, Father. Lord, I would pray a very, very special prayer today for those, Father, that we know that are sick and shut in, those that we know, God, today that are maybe at the edge of death's door, Father. Father, would ask You to encourage them. Father, may we be the encouragers for those around us, whether they're going through a tough time or whether maybe it's a loss of job, Father, maybe it's a financial issue. Lord, whatever the need is, maybe most times, in fact, Father, it's just someone to give a call and to speak an encouraging word to somebody to lift their spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, allow us to be that friend. Allow us, Father, each day to be that witness and that light in a dark and a sin-cursed world, Father. Lord, I'd ask You today to bless each and every listener today to this broadcast. I would ask You to allow, Father, our faith to be manifest today in all the things that we do. May we truly be a witness, God, each day of our life. And Father, may You bless this day in a way that would lift and glorify and praise Your name above all things. Father, we love You today, and we thank You, Father, for first loving us. And we truly thank You, Father, today as we look forward to Your return, Father, the second coming, Father. We would ask You, Lord Jesus, today that You would just keep our eyes open, keep our hearts prepared, Father, keep our wicks trim, Father, so we may know that we know that we know when that day does come that we shall be taken up with Him. Father, we love You and we praise You. And we truly thank You, Lord Jesus, today for Your goodness and Your grace. For today we come and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.